This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
KMOX, at your service. It's the Garden Hotline, broadcasting live from Chesterfield Valley Nursery on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good morning, St. Louis, and welcome into the Garden Hotline on 104.1 KMOX, the voice of St. Louis. I'm Matthew Rocchio, joined today by our expert, Michelle Reaser-West, as always. Michelle, out of the studio and into the place I'm sure you feel more comfortable, out here at Chesterfield Valley Nursery for the day.
I am super excited. I don't even think you know how hard I am nerding out. I am looking around me. I am surrounded by all kinds of beautiful plants out here. It's a gorgeous, chilly morning, but I'm looking forward to spending the next couple hours here with our friends who are having a customer appreciation weekend. It started yesterday, and it's going to continue through, I think, 4 o'clock this afternoon. So if you guys want to come down and see us, we'll be here till 10, and these guys will be here all day. And, of course, we're still going to be taking your calls here from the nursery. And, you know, I'm kind of excited. My whole life, we've been kind of making these silly jokes in my family. And I'm going to say something right now that we've been joking about for a while, but it's been on kind of like my bucket list. But this is Michelle Reaser-West, reporting live on location at the Chesterfield Valley Nursery.
So, perfect. You yes, hit it perfectly.
There
nicely
you go.
Done.
I'm checking things off the bucket list this morning.
Speaking of checking some things off, 314-436-7900. You heard it right there. Michelle is already nerding out. What a perfect day to get your questions in here on the Garden Hotline. Again, 314-436-7900. Start building them up on the phone lines right now. We'll get to those in just a few minutes to start. But we want to tell everybody about the amazing event going on today at the Chesterfield Valley Nursery. It's Customer Appreciation Days. They started yesterday. It ends today at 4 p.m. Starts at 8 a.m. So right when we went on the air, they are open right now at Chesterfield Valley Nursery. Raffles, refreshments, entertainment, and more. And here are the deals you got to come down here and take advantage of. 20% off trees, shrubs, and mulch, and 10% off annuals, perennials, tropicals, houseplants, and pottery. Covering it all here at Chesterfield Valley Nursery. And a fantastic website as well if you want to know what they have in store. Here you can check out Chesterfield Valley Nursery. They have a plant search feature where you can break down what your plant you're searching by light needs, height, spread, growth rate, water needs, bloom time. So they're taking care of you out here at Chesterfield Valley Nursery, and we're taking care of you today on the Garden Hotline from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on KMOX 104.1 FM. So again, start getting those calls in, 314-436-7900. She said she's nerding out. She's the Director of Horticulture for Pointer Landscape. So Michelle Reaser-West, she's got all your answers today, and I'm sure a lot of people got questions about the plants and the things they can pick up today at Chesterfield Valley Nursery.
Yeah, I'm ready to answer some questions, but this place is pretty impressive. I've been here a few times. I kind of forgot how amazing it is. When you take that drive in, it's right off of 40. You can kind of see it next to, you know, that big old Topgolf is next door. But this place, I think, is bigger than Topgolf. And they've got trees that line, these big green giant trees that line the drive on the way in. And they have everything here from big B&B trees all the way down to tiny succulents, which, by the way, I believe they're giving some succulents out as some prizes here today. And I'm looking over at a table. They've got snacks, and they've got really cute things that they're going to have drawings and giveaways and things like that. But lots of plants to look at down here, lots of selection, really high-quality stuff. So definitely come down and see it, and they'll be happy to answer your questions. Super knowledgeable staff. They've got a lot of people here that know their stuff, know about horticulture, know about plants. And I do think that, you know, Chesterfield Valley Nursery is probably a not a fully accurate name. These guys do more than just the nursery. They have the garden center. They do installation and design and maintenance and all kinds of things. So it's pretty much a full-service place down here. So, yeah.
And like you said, we got one expert here. We're going to have more joining us. One of the owners here, Jim, is going to be joining us coming up around 8:30. And then Andrea will be joining us to kick off our second hour to tell you about everything going on here at the Chesterfield Valley Customer Appreciation Days. 20% off trees, shrubs, and mulch. 10% off annuals, perennials, tropicals, houseplants, and pottery. And Michelle really honed in on the important part. There's snacks. There's a snack table, there's a raffle, refreshments, and snacks. So important. But we've got plenty of questions here to get into because it is the Garden Hotline. So we'll get into our first caller of the morning before our first break. It is Phil. Phil, you're on the Garden Hotline. How are you doing today?
Oh, just fine, sir. Thank you. Right now I've got a battle going on with, I believe it's called Star of Bethlehem. It's a tiny white flower that opens up in the daytime.
I have a battle myself. So what, you're trying to get rid of it, or what's the, is that the battle?
Well, last year we used a hose and a container, and I sprayed the whole yard, and we thought we had it taken care of. This year they came back with a vengeance.
Now,
what I'm trying to do is take a sprayer with this weed stop for lawns and spray inside each little flower, a little group of flowers. It might work. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure about spraying the flowers directly. I've never tried that approach. I do know that Star of Bethlehem is, you know, pretty weedy, pretty invasive, and super hard to get rid of. So I also have it in my yard. I inherited it whenever I purchased my yard or my house. It's in my lawn. It's in the garden beds, and it is almost impossible to get rid of. I have also tried to spray it before. I believe the most success that I've had was pretty much just with some 2D. Roundup doesn't seem to do a darn thing to it. It kind of laughs at Roundup. But you think you're doing a good job, and you think you got a good kill on it. And like you said, it does come back the next day. So these guys are bulbs that are under the ground. The best time, I think, to do it is kind of at the end of its life cycle, as it's taking that energy back down to store in the bulb for the next year. It's kind of like when you spray things in the wintertime, or we're getting rid of honeysuckle and we like to spray it in the fall because all that energy is being sucked down into the roots. So, spraying it is the best way. You can also get your shovel out, which I do in my garden beds, and around my veggie garden because I don't want to spray those around my food. But I just get out my shovel, and that's actually the best way that I know to get it to not come back is to completely eradicate those bulbs that are underground.
Well, I've got maybe about 200 at least in the backyard now. Have you heard using salt water?
I have never used or heard of using salt water, but I know that salt, especially heavy salt, can kill plants. So it might be a good use, especially if you're kind of drowning them out and super saturating that soil around it. Part of using that salt water, though, is that it is going to leach into the soil and it can kill, everything around anywhere that water is going into the soil. It can kill the plants around it. So it might kill more than what you're intending.
I was thinking about Roundup also, but you said it doesn't work too good. So
it doesn't really seem to do the trick. Okay. It's just not the right product for that job.
Okay, then about at the end of the season, though, I'll try it then.
Yep. Good luck to you. I hope you win the battle because it's going to be a hard-fought war. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the call, Phil. You joined us here on the Garden Hotline. If you want to be like Phil, we're going to take a quick break here in just a moment. So start lining up there on the hotline, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can also join us, 800-925-1120. We're out at Chesterfield Valley Nursery, 16825 North Outer 40 Road, 16825 North Outer 40 Road. You just go up to Boone's Crossing like you're going to Top Golf, and you just keep on going down the Outer 40 Road. Eventually, you're going to hang a left in your Chesterfield Valley Nursery. I've always wondered what this giant green expanse is over by Top Golf. I now have my answer. It's Chesterfield Valley Nursery, and the reason it's so green is because these people know what they're doing, and they have an incredible selection, and all of that selection is either 10 or 20% off, especially that 20% off mulch. I know this is the time when everyone really stocks up on the mulch for the entire season. So come down here to Chesterfield Valley Nursery. You got to get everything here in person right now. So come down today. We got to go until 4 p.m. It's Customer Appreciation Day here at Chesterfield Valley Nursery. And this is the Garden Hotline on KMOX 104.1 FM. We're here till 10 a.m. Taking a break. Be back here in just a couple minutes.
Now, back to the Garden Hotline, broadcasting live from Chesterfield Valley Nursery on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good morning and welcome back into the Garden Hotline on 104.1 KMOX, the voice of St. Louis. Matthew Rocchio joined by Michelle Reeser-West for today's show, and we are live out here at Chesterfield Valley Nursery for Customer Appreciation Day. Started yesterday, ends today at 4 p.m. Come join us. 16825 North Outer 40 Road, just past the Topgolf. Get off at Boone's Crossing, hit the Outer 40 Road, and past Topgolf, you see this beautiful stone facade sign. Turn right in there and then come join us here for Customer Appreciation Day. 20% off trees, shrubs, and mulch. 10% off annuals, perennials, tropicals, houseplants, and pottery. And this is the Garden Hotline. We have Michelle Reeser-West here, and we have callers lining up, and we're going to get to Bob to start off our second segment today. Bob, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking my call. Michelle, this is a... Hello?
Yep, go ahead.
This is a call about fruit trees, is that we have three apple trees, an Italian plum, and two pear trees. And we did the dormant oil spray on the first. And now that the blossoms are off of there, the fruit is trying to form, and it's time to start spraying them. What do you recommend as far as a spray that we can put on there? I had a fruit tree spray with Hat Captain in there, and I noticed it says you should only apply it twice. But we wanted to at least get fruit off of these. It seems like every year we're battling something, either black spot or the Italian plums get the little worms in them. But we're also concerned is that we also raise bees, too. So what do you recommend and how often you should be spraying?
So that's a great question. And, you know, I know that bees are definitely a concern for what you're spraying. And, you know, a lot of these things that you're talking about are insects. So when you are spraying an insecticide, you not only are killing the bad things, you're also killing potentially the good things that are flying around. So one of the things that I always recommend when you're spraying any kind of insecticide onto a plant, like an apple plant or these fruit trees, is that when you spray it, you definitely don't want to spray it when it's flowering, kind of like you said, because the bees are visiting that tree or that plant when it's in flower. So applying any kind of insecticide when a plant is in flower is absolutely 100% going to kill those beneficial insects as well. So that's the number one rule about helping to protect bees and other important pollinators and beneficial insects is don't apply when the plant is in flower. For my fruit trees, I like using a neem oil. It is organic. It is both an insecticide and a fungicide, and you can apply it multiple times during the season. You can apply it more than twice. I tend to spray mine, three or four times during the season, but it is fine around food, so you're able to spray those kind of fruit trees with that. But that's what I use, and again, I do probably three or four times during the season.
Yes, and I definitely agree with you on that. Is that and neem oil is doesn't have all the harmful chemicals or anything that's in the fruit tree spray, which I notice is hard to find now. But it seems like even Captain is off the market. Is that and I think is it going a little bit more friendly? Is it like the neem oil? Yeah, because I have bees. I invest a lot in those bees. Is that and I don't want to be killing them off while I'm trying to get fruit.
Yes, because you need them to pollinate the fruit that you're trying to grow. So killing them
exactly.
is, you know, not it's not actually, you know, the right thing to do. So definitely want to promote those pollinators because that's how we get, 80% of our food in the grocery store. So just be cautious when you're using any kind of insecticide because, again, you're killing good bugs when you kill the bad bugs.
Well, you're preaching to the choir here, is that I'm a firm believer of that. Thank you very much, Michelle.
Yeah, good luck to you. I hope you get a good crop this year.
Thanks for joining the Garden Hotline. Bob. Absolutely. We're going to keep rolling on here. You can join us on the Garden Hotline. Ask any questions of our expert today, Michelle Reeser-West. She's the Director of Horticulture over at Pointer Landscape, 314-436-7900. And we're going to get to Jim on the Garden Hotline. Jim, how are you doing today?
Hey, good morning. How are you all doing this morning?
Doing great, doing great. What's your question?
Hey, I didn't have really so much of it as a question, but anyway, I wanted to give some additional input on controlling honeysuckle, bush honeysuckle. I battled it for years, and I think, Michelle, one of the things you said was, Roundup is really kind of not effective. Roundup is effective on it. You just got to know when to put it on and when to use it. You talked about the fall. Fall is always the best. In September, October is usually whenever we go try to attack it if we're going to hit it with Roundup. The trick with Roundup is on bush honeysuckle is you have to touch every leaf on the plant to be able to kill it. You miss one leaf, you won't kill it. The other thing, a lot of times what we do is we will actually just cut the bush honeysuckle off, and then we'll just paint just the stump of the bush honeysuckle, and that will kill it. The Roundup needs to be about 3 to 5%, so it's a little bit hotter than what you would use other times. The other thing that we do that's pretty effective is in the springtime and even in the fall, when you get a lot of rain, you can go out and you can actually pull a lot of the small plants. As long as you just pull the small plants, get all the roots out, that's a pretty effective way of being able to control it as well. So anyway, I just wanted to pass along that tip. We've been battling this for 10 or 15 years, and that's the stuff that we've learned that works the best.
Yeah, thanks for that information. I was referring to the Star of Bethlehem, where the Roundup isn't super effective on Star of Bethlehem, but I love talking about eradicating honeysuckle. So anytime somebody wants to call in and talk to me about killing honeysuckle, I love it. And all of the things that you said, I 100% agree with. Great information and a great call. Die honeysuckle right here.
Jim, thank you so much for the call. We got short on time here because we're going to be interviewing Jim from Chesterfield Valley Nursery in just a moment. So we're going to go over to Joe, close out this segment. Joe, how are you doing this morning? You're on the Garden Hotline on KMOX 104.1.
Yeah, thank you for your service. A couple of quick questions here. I've got some file bushes across my back patio that have gotten real big. And also on the property, I've got an assortment of boxwoods. Is this a good time for trimming, or should I wait till the fall?
Could you repeat the kind of bush that you have along the patio? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, those are fire bushes. They're pretty good
fire bushes.
Fire bushes, and they're getting overgrown. But I didn't know whether to trim them now or wait till the fall.
Yeah, so on the boxwoods, it's actually a really great time to start thinking about pruning those. So most of the time we recommend between the frost dates, so pretty much tax day to Labor Day. So what we typically do on boxwood pruning is we wait till after that first frost so we don't get any frost damage from that new growth. So right now, all these boxwoods have spent the last few weeks flushing out new growth. So you can definitely start pruning your boxwoods. And you can prune those pretty much up until it starts getting hot. We don't want to stress out those boxwoods. So we stop pruning those over the summer. And then you can do it again in the fall. So once those temperatures start cooling. And then we want to stop before that last frost date in September. So I said Labor Day, but typically our frost date in St. Louis is around the middle of September. So, in the last few years, we've had some heat that has been lingering into November. And you have to try to resist pruning those boxwoods late into November, even if it's warm, because we can get one night of frost and that can cause some damage to those boxwoods. So just remember boxwood pruning tax day to Labor Day. And then as far as your fire bush is going, are you referring to a burning bush? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Burning bush, yes.
Yeah, so burning bush can pretty much be pruned any time of year. So those would be fine to prune now. If you're going to do a hard cut back on those, I would wait until they're dormant, but just any kind of shaping is a great time right now to prune those.
My bushes, I've got an assortment of chickweed coming up. What's the best way of treating chickweed?
Chickweed, you could just spray with an herbicide, or it's one that's easily eradicated just by pulling it by hand. We've talked about using like a scuff hoe or something like that. But it's a cool season weed. You just want to get rid of it before it goes to seed and spreads all of those around. So, yep. Good luck with that. I think we got to go to a break. And again, we're out here at Chesterfield Valley Nursery, and we're going to be speaking with Jim when we come back from the break, and then we'll take some more calls. Again, our phone number is 314-436-7900. This is KMOX Garden Hotline.
Welcome back into the Garden Hotline on 104.1 KMOX. We're here at Customer Appreciation Days at Chesterfield Valley Nursery. Come join us, 16825 North Outer 40 Road. Just come down to Boone's Crossing, make your way like you're going to Top Golf, and then keep on driving. Again, a beautiful stone sign. Turn right in and come join us for all the festivities today. Ends at 4 p.m. Raffles, refreshments, snacks, entertainments, and more. 20% off trees, shrubs, and mulch. 10% off annuals, perennials, tropicals, houseplants, and pottery. We'll be taking your calls in the next segment, but today, or this segment, I should say, we have to talk to the owner of Chesterfield Valley Nursery. That is Jim Grayler. Jim, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you guys for being here. We really appreciate it.
Man, this place is really impressive. I was saying earlier in the show, it's been a while since I've been here, and it's really great. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and a little bit about the background of Chesterfield Valley Nursery?
Well, Chesterfield Valley Nursery was started back in 1989, in my mom and dad's basement, basically. You know, my first nursery was a little 10 by 20 postage stamp in their garden, and my dad and I had taken one of his farm trucks, over to Illinois or the wholesale nursery, loaded it up, and came back and set it out, and there you go, you know. So, property also sits on my, as I mentioned, my mom and dad's farm. My dad bought this property back in 1956, so this property's been in the family for a long time. They allowed me to move the nursery from their garden over to, I call it, the other side of the road, and every year we just kind of did a little bit more, you know, and over the past, 36 years, the nursery has grown to what it is today.
And I was saying earlier, nursery is kind of not a full encompassing name for this place. You guys do a lot of other things besides selling plants. Can you tell us what those services are?
Well, we started out primarily a design build firm where we would go, and when I first started out, that's what I would do. I would go visit with customers, you know, find out what they wanted to do, create a landscape design farm, and then we would do the install. And right now we have four designers who do that for clients, but we've also expanded into other areas. We have our retail facilities here, and Andrea. Andrea's my daughter, so she runs all the retail operations here and is growing that by leaps and bounds. And one of the reasons you guys are here is because of her, you know, and she's promoting our nursery very, very well. We have our wholesale operations. I'll back up a little bit. We're a family company, and my wife, Debbie, she runs the wholesale operations here. So we sell a lot of product to different landscape contractors in our area. We also have a maintenance department. So properties that we do the install on, we come back in and we can take care of them, spring mulching and planting flowers and just keeping the properties up and looking good.
That's amazing. So I can totally relate to that maintenance because that's kind of what I do over at Pointer. But and I just met Debbie. I know at Pointer we do use you guys sometimes for that wholesale. And again, these plants that are here are really, really high quality. And there's everything from little succulents on the table next to me all the way up to B&B trees. So you were saying that this nursery is not even the biggest part. That design build component is kind of your bread and butter here. And could you tell us a little bit about that process if people were looking to have some designs implemented into their yards?
Well, what usually happens is this. A lot of our business is by word of mouth, and we advertise in several of the magazines, but somebody hears about us, sees our work. Something as simple as, you know, a front yard makeover, or they could be putting in a pool in their backyard, and they want this design to where they have this great outdoor space, and they call us up. We send a designer over to meet with them just to hear what they want to do, and we create a beautiful landscape design farm, show them the plan. One of the things that I think we have more than a lot of other people do is we do have a beautiful nursery, you know, and we have our clients come out to the nursery when we want to show them the designs. That way we can walk around. We have different gardens here, and they can see when we show them the design, they can walk around and see the different plants and trees, and they can see some of the gardens. I mean, we're looking, you know, we're looking in front of us at this amazing Hindu Pancama cypress. I mean, the thing is just awesome. And we have a lot of stuff like that, you know, and that's kind of who we are. You know, we do a lot of the unique and unusual type of plant material, and people, like, you know, even big, you know, specimen Japanese maples, people know that about us, and that's why they call us up.
And it really is. That's a great point. Some of the plants you guys have here are not common, and they're hard to find plants, and they're big. And that's one of the things that's kind of hard as a professional landscaper. You know, a lot of times we are looking for a specimen plant, something to make a big statement, and what we find at some other places are small little plants. These plants are ready to make a big statement in your yard. And I was walking around before the show started, and I was reading some of the plant tags, and I wrote them down because I think it's pretty funny. I love the weird punny plant names. I wanted to see what you think about it. So one I saw was Blue Bayou. It's a salvia. I saw one called Cat's Meow, cat mint. And then there's like Jack Frost, Brunera. Are there any, can you think of any plant names that are weird or corny like that that you think are funny? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but
well, I don't know about weird or corny. I haven't thought about it that way, yeah. But I mean, there's a lot of, it's like I'm walking through a design with a client, and I'll say, hey, we just designed an Acer Makawa Yatsubusa for you, or a Murasaki Kaiohime, and they're looking at me like, what are you talking a foreign language, you know? Yeah. And these are just cool, you know, cool types of Japanese maple. So but there's just a lot. I mean, when you look at plants, you look at them and you're like, okay, like the cat's pajama. Where did they come up with it? You wonder, where did they come up with that name?
That's somebody's job to name that plant.
It is, you know, and it's funny that too, is we talk about that, you know, amongst some of my colleagues. It's like a new plant will come out and they'll name it a certain thing. And I was like, why did they name it that? That makes completely no sense. So whoever's in charge of that, sometimes they do a great job. Sometimes it leaves your head scratching.
Yeah, I know. I laugh a lot. There is one that's, I think it's a salvia, but it's called like Back to the Fuchsia. I think is super funny. But someday, that's on my horticulture bucket list. I'm going to name some plant something really silly just to make somebody scratch their head
out
in the nursery.
Let me ask you this question. Okay, so the hydrangeas. I mean, there's a new flavor of hydrangea that comes out almost every month. And it's just like, and where they come up with all these names for all these things, I have no clue.
I know. And they're, you know, we call around, somebody will call and ask us, hey, do you have such and such hydrangea? And it's like, I don't know. You know, those are all these new and different plants are so hard to come by. So having those tried and true hydrangeas that we know work, that we know, you know, have been around a little bit and we know that do well here in St. Louis. So I like all the names. I like all the new cultivars. But, you know, in my own garden, I'm happy to use some of those new plants to try them out. But I like to see that you guys have, you know, some of these items that are a little special. But you also have a lot of really great tried and true perennials and shrubs and trees. So whatever the name is, I think there's a lot to look at out here.
Well, I think that's part of it. You know, people, you know, there's a trust factor there. Okay. So people, there's all the new stuff. Some of these cool evergreens that we get in, there is a plant called a Thujopsis that we bring in, and Thujopsis delbrado, and nobody's ever heard of this tree before, you know?
I've never heard of it.
Sounds like a jazz singer.
Yeah. So one of the, where we find some of the stuff is Andrea and I, usually in the summertime, we'll head out to different nurseries across the U.S. A lot of times we'll go out to Oregon, and we'll spend probably a week or so out there, and we'll just travel umpteen different nurseries that we buy from, and then we try to pick out some new stuff. But anyway, we go out to these places and we'll see something cool, and it's like, okay, we want to try that. Like this Thujopsis, I have a place down at Lake the Ozarks, and when I first saw those, I thought, okay, I want to try those. So I brought them in and I planted it at my place. And I just wanted to make sure that if I'm recommending this to a customer, they're going to do well in our area there, you know? And so I planted them there, and they've been there for like 4 or 5 years, and they're doing phenomenal, you know? So, and we're sitting off the lake, and we get all those, you know, hard, you know, north winds and stuff in that area right there. And so they hold up well. So we do stuff like that.
I think that's great. And, you know, what you said about that trust factor, especially when, you know, people are homeowners and gardeners and businesses alike are needing that trust factor. When you're spending a lot of money to you invest in your home. So it's a great thing to hear that you guys are really being thoughtful about what you're purchasing and what you're putting out there for your customer. Thanks for coming and talking to us and inviting us out here. And again, we are out at Chesterfield Valley Nursery. We're at 16825 North Outer 40 Road. We'll be here with the Garden Hotline until 10 a.m., but the Customer Appreciation Day goes on till 4. They have lots of giveaways, prizes, things like that.
I have to ask, what we're talking raffles, refreshments, entertainment, and more. I see the refreshments. I see the snackage. What are we doing the raffle for? What can people win in the raffles?
You know what? That's a great question. That's above my pay grade. that's an Andrea question.
Well, she's good to know. We're going to have Andrea coming on to start our second hour of the Garden Hotline here on Camo X. So Andrea Grayler will be joining us at 9:05. We'll get into what you can win down at here on the raffles and things like that. But what we do know, all these incredible sales, 20% off trees, shrubs, and mulches, 10% off annuals, perennials, tropicals, houseplants, and pottery. You seem to be focused on the design build side, and you have a lot of fun because I know you got the horticulture background. So if I'm redoing my garden today and I got to pick up one plant today, I'm picking up one plant today from Chesterfield Valley Nursery, what am I picking up? What am I putting in my garden today?
Well, I would say this. If you want one plant to make something stand out, I would probably have you browse our Japanese maple area there.
Okay.
We've got a lot of cool different cultivars, and they just pop, you know. And so when you're pulling up to somebody's house and you're walking up to that front entryway, you know, you want something that's going to stand out, pick a cool maple.
Jim, thank you so much
for
joining us. Thank you so much for telling us the story. An incredible family-owned business here at Chesterfield Valley Nursery. Come check us out here again, 16825 North Outer 40 Road, 16825 North Outer 40 Road. We're also going to open up the phone lines on the other side of the Garden Hotline, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. It's the Garden Hotline on 104.1 KMOX.
Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Now, back to the Garden Hotline. Broadcasting live from Chesterfield Valley Nursery on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Welcome back into the Garden Hotline. Phone lines are open for this segment, 314-436-7900. We are live for Customer Appreciation Days here at Chesterfield Valley Nursery, 16825 North Outer 40 Road. But now, phone lines are open. We have our expert, Michelle Reeser-West, here, and we have our caller, Judy, on the line. Judy, how are you doing this morning?
Yes, I have a pergola that sits on concrete, so I'm not close to dirt. So I want something that vines up on it, and I want to know, does it make a difference in what size pots I use?
Yeah, this is a great question. I think we have a lot of people that want to add some kind of interest to a pergola and, like yourself, don't necessarily have a garden bed close by. So whenever I think about things like that, I want to think about, you know, a couple of different things. Is this something that I'm going to put in the pot that I want to come back year after year? Or am I going to do some kind of seasonal annuals with a vine that is seasonal? And one of the reasons that I think about this is because, you know, the size of the pot and the amount of soil in that pot will help to protect those plants over winter and protect those roots from freezing. So if you have a little pot and you're overwintering something, you know, a vine that is a perennial vine, then that could have some winter damage and it may not make it through the season. I almost always will recommend a larger size pot over a smaller one. Another benefit to the larger size pot is that you have a little bit more soil in there, so you don't have to water as regularly because, especially with our potting soils that we have around, they are built to hold moisture, and the more water that you, or the more soil that you have in the pot, the less often you need to water. So if it were up to me, I would try to find a larger pot, and you know, you just have to take a look at the space that you are in and how much room that you have. And then based off of that, you can decide kind of what kind of plants you're going to put in there. And again, there are, you know, perennial vines that you can put in. There are annual vines. If you're wanting to have something new and different every year to look at, then I would go with an annual vine. But definitely a larger size pot is something that I would recommend.
Well, I thought I had a large pot, but I guess it wasn't big enough. I had clematis up there, but they did not make it through the year. And if I do a larger pot, do I have to put drain holes in the bottom, or is it okay to have it closed?
If your pot is outside, you should always have drain holes so that you can control that water. We need that water, especially in a large rain event. We get a ton of rain and there's no drain hole, then that water sits in the pot and those plants can become oversaturated and not be able to take up, you know, air from their roots. So they will probably die. So anytime you have a pot, no matter what size or shape, you need to have a drain hole if it's outside.
Well, I put clematis in there. It did not work at all. I put them in last year. It did not come back. I wanted something that would come back every year. I don't know. Is honeysuckle good? Or I don't know what other, what should I use?
Yeah, so, you know, we do a lot of talking about how negative honeysuckle is, but that is the bush honeysuckle that we're trying to eradicate everywhere. But there is a native honeysuckle vine that would probably do very well in a pot. It's one of my favorite vines. There's a couple different types. I think there's a yellow one. There's one that's like a pink and yellow. That's really cool. But a honeysuckle vine would look really nice in a pot growing up into a pergola. And it's perennial, so you could, you know, you could have it coming back year after year.
Thank you so much for the call, Judy.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Judy joining us here on the Garden Hotline. We're going to wrap up our first hour here, and I will tell everyone, make it out here to Customer Appreciation Days. You can hang out, talk with Michelle Reeser-West. You can join us on the hotline in the second hour as well. But 20% off trees, shrubs, and mulch, 10% off annuals, perennials, tropicals, houseplants. And if you need to get a bigger pot like Judy's going to have to, you can get 10% off pottery here as well. 16825 North Outer 40 Road, just past the entertainment complex, just past Topgolf. And I will say, it is a little chilly, but honestly, I think that's the best day to get out here, because if your experience like mine is similar, you will call your brothers or your sons or your significant other and say, hey, listen, it's cold. Now's a good time to have to haul 20 bags of mulch because it's not as hot outside. So this is actually the perfect day to get out here, get your plants, get your mulch, get it all hauled into the car, get it all back home, hauled into the yard and ready for when it actually is sunny, because then you're not hauling mulch when it's 75, 80 degrees. You're hauling it when it's 50. This is a perfect day to plan for your spring and summer.
How are you going to get your Japanese maple home? Do you have room in your car?
Well, not in this car, but I got a different car. If my mom needs it, I got a brother who's got a bigger car, so we can help her out.
You got to text your family to come pick up your Japanese maple that you just purchased.
Yep. Hey, listen, any way you got to do it, again, it's 20% off right now. What a great time to do it. 20% off mulch is the big thing for me, because there's nothing worse than having to haul like 10 to 15 bags of mulch from the back of your car to your backyard in the middle of June. So how do you knock it out? How do you get around that? You get all those bags of mulch right now in early April when it's a chilly Saturday out here, and you can get it 20% off. What's better than that?
Perfect plan.
Perfect plan. Get out here to Chesterfield Valley Nursery. Customer Appreciation Days, 16825 North Outer 40 Road. This is the Garden Hotline on 104.1 KMOX. We'll be back with your calls in the second hour. We're also going to be joined by one of the managers out here, one of the daughter of the owner, Andrea Gaylor, is going to be joining us, talking more about Customer Appreciation Days. We're going to have more questions about what to get out here at Chesterfield Valley Nursery. I've got questions because the website is something you guys need to check out, ChesterfieldValleyNursery.com. Earlier, Jim was talking about all the uncommon plants that they have here. Well, on the website, you can go and search the entire selection they have based on height, the distance it's going to cover, the water it needs, the sunlight it needs, all those things you can check on the website. It's perfect. ChesterfieldValleyNursery.com. We're here until 10 o'clock on the Garden Hotline on 104.1 KMOX.
KMOX, at your service. It's the Garden Hotline, broadcasting live from Chesterfield Valley Nursery on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Welcome back to the Garden Hotline here on 104.1 KMOX. Phone lines aren't open just yet because we got to learn more about what we're doing here today. We are at Chesterfield Valley Nursery for Customer Appreciation Days. Come join us, 16825 North Outer 40 Road. Get off at Boone's Crossing. Come down where you would usually go for Topgolf or the entertainment complex. Keep on going down the road until you see a beautiful stone sign for Chesterfield Valley Nursery. And come join us today. Get 20% off trees, shrubs, and mulch, or 10% off annuals, perennials, tropicals, houseplants, and pottery. And we're going to learn all more about Chesterfield Valley Nursery because we're joined now by Andrea Gaylor. Andrea, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys today?
Doing great. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being out here. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I said to your, is it your dad?
Yeah.
I said to him earlier, like, I just am so impressed, and the more that I'm hanging out here and walking around a bit between the breaks, the more impressed I am. Even the perennials out here are huge. You guys have 2-gallon perennials, which I almost never see, at least not the amount and the variety of perennials. They're big, and they are really, great prices, and with the sale today, it's even better prices. So what's your role here at Chesterfield Valley Nursery?
I'm the director of retail operations. I'm also one of our plant buyers here, so I get to bring in and find all of these really cool plants. So Jim and I go out to Oregon 2, 3, 4 times a year to try to find these plants, Tennessee, Washington State, Ohio, all these different places to find beautiful plant material so that we can share our passion for plants with our customers.
So I am part of a family that owns a business, and I escaped my family business after saying I would never, ever work there. What's it like for you working in a family business, and kind of what's your backstory and your experience in horticulture and plants?
Yeah, I kind of almost went that way myself. My original background is actually in graphic design and digital content strategy, so I use that a little bit here, but when I started going out on the buying trips and getting to visit all these beautiful places and talking with the growers, learning more about especially our specimen plant material, I personally am passionate about conifers and Japanese maples. So learning about all that stuff and getting to know these guys that grow all these beautiful things really kind of pulled me in more. And then I started helping on the buying end, and that really solidified my decision to stay in the industry and work within that. That was probably about 3 or 4 years ago that I made that decision to really stay in it and deep dive in.
So you're sitting next to me right now, and I think this is the first time I've seen you still in the entire time we've been here. You are running around like crazy. You have a little walkie-talkie. There are people everywhere, workers, customers are walking around. You look tired. It's only 9 o'clock. You're going to be here till 4. There are snacks over there, but can you tell us a little bit about our drawings and the prizes that you have for people coming down?
Yeah, so Saturday, as part of our customer appreciation day, we do our special giveaways, the sales Friday and Saturday. But so Saturday, we grill hot dogs. We, have snacks and everything for our customers. And then giveaways, you can enter to win everything from gift certificates to use in our garden center, a floral planter arrangement, house plants, a small shrub for your yard. We also do garden classes, so you get a planter class ticket as one of those giveaways as well, some pottery, a tropical plant, and then we have a really beautiful stone bench that we got donated from Earthworks that we work with a lot. So there's a lot of stuff that you can choose from for our giveaways. That fill out a slip and we'll call you next week to see what you got.
So we're surrounded by plants right now. What other things do you guys have for sale here at the nursery and garden center?
Yeah, so among, the trees and shrubs, we do a lot of custom arrangements in terms of the flowers. We have vegetable and herb arrangements as well. We started doing those a couple years ago. So if you don't have a big space, you can pick up one of our patio planters or little patio garden arrangements. Tons of pottery. We are a big distributor of Coast of Maine soil products. They're an all-organic potting soil material. Those are part of our giveaway as well for our walk-up giveaways. So the first probably 100 people that walk up, get to pick from a little succulent, a bag of our potting mix or garden soil from Coast of Maine, and, a little bit of selection of pottery as well.
It's really cool. I'm eyeballing these cute little succulents next to me, and I was joking during one of the breaks that I just take succulents home to die, but so maybe I shouldn't do that. So we were talking a little bit about the design build department earlier in the show. The name nursery doesn't quite do this place justice. We talked about design build. You guys do hardscapes and maintenance and things like that. What can you tell us a little bit about what kind of maintenance options you guys have for your clients?
Yeah, so we have a fully customizable property maintenance package. You can choose everything from spring cleanups, seasonal flowers that we come out and do your pots and your landscaping with, turf renovation, summer cleanup, summer prune, irrigation services. So anything that you can really think of for your yard. We also work, with a tree company for tree removal and the applications for pesticides and disease as well. So anything that your yard needs, those packages are customizable, whether you want just one service or you want all of the above. Our property maintenance department does a really good job of working with our customers and meeting their needs and keeping their yard looking great year round.
So one of the things I push on the show when I'm on, so I push really hard, is to kind of stay away from big box stores and places like that. Not that they don't have nice things. I'm not trying to, you know, talk bad about all of them. But, you know, there's something to be said about going to your local nursery. And, you know, part of what we talked about earlier is the trust and the products that you guys and the services that you guys are providing. But it's the people here that are so knowledgeable. It seems like everybody that works here has a pretty good grasp on what's going on and what you need. So if your customers are sitting there and they're thinking, man, I know there's that pink plant that I like, and I don't know what it's called, like, it's a great time to come down here and talk to your staff, right? You guys are pretty knowledgeable and can help people out.
Oh, yeah. Everybody in my garden staff has some sort of industry experience, whether they went to school for it or they've been in the industry for a number of years. All of our designers either went to school for it or they have a number of years of service. Our designers were kind enough to come help out our garden staff today and really help our customers get what they need for their yard and to make, you know, their landscaping dreams come true. So when you come here versus a big box store, you're not only getting that really good horticulture customer service, but the quality is above and beyond what you're going to find in a box store. Because like I said, we go out and a lot of our bigger material, we hand select it to get it back here to our nursery.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. So we were talking and I asked if Matthew was going to buy a Japanese maple. What if you come out here and you see a tree or you see something and you're like, well, I really like that, but how am I going to get that home? How am I going to plant it? Do you guys offer services for something like that?
Oh yeah, we offer everything from you can take it home yourself, you can pick it up later, send someone with a truck to pick it up. We do offer delivery as well, or delivery and install. So we really go above and beyond for our customer to make sure, oh my gosh, I really love this plant, but obviously I can't install, you know, a 7-inch caliper tree by myself. So a lot of our guys, our crew guys, have been with us for many, many years, and they are so good at their jobs and getting those into our customers' yards and making everything look really nice.
Yeah, and it's like really staffed big today. I assume it's like this most weekends. We got bobcats running around, we have carts, we've got people loading trees and all of that stuff into cars. So it's really exciting down here, and we'd love to see you guys come down and hang out with us here at the Chesterfield Valley Nursery. For somebody like Matthew who doesn't know a lot about plants, we asked your dad, if you were going to come down here and buy one plant today, what plant would you tell people to buy?
I would say you really want to look at our Japanese maple selection.
All about the Japanese maples!
Hey, we have the largest selection of Japanese maple, I want to say probably in the state. The most amount of varieties, whether you're looking for weeping, upright, green, red, purple, shade, variegated, lace leaf, palmate leaf, you know, we have... That's Jim and I are a little bit obsessed. We have a problem. We're okay with admitting it.
Sounds like a
it is a bit of a problem. We see stuff like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. We joke when we're out on tours in Oregon. There's us and one of our brokers, and we take turns keeping track of him because, you know, he'll see something and it's like squirrel and he's gone. And we're like, oh my gosh, where did he go? What did he tag? But that's what makes part of our job super fun here is all the really unique specimen plant material that we bring in that you really can't find anywhere else, whether it's the variety or the size that we offer here.
I'm so jealous of your job. I have to stop myself from buying plants, and you get to buy plants with almost, you know, it seems like zero restriction. So we're going to get that Japanese maple because both you and Jim have said that's what we should buy. But is there a specific Japanese maple right now? Maybe it's not your all-time favorite, but which one is on your mind right now? What's the name of it?
Probably one of our most popular ones is the Fire Glow Japanese maple. It's a little bit more common, but that's one of the ones that's more popular. It's more of a shade red variety, but it holds its red in the shade. But my probably favorite that we have here, and we have a really ginormous one that we just planted right outside of our office. It's called a Shishigashira Japanese maple.
Love it. And ginormous is the technical term for
ginormous,
the size.
Yes, that's the horticulture term for it.
Correct. Andrea, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, we're out here at Chesterfield Valley Nursery, 16825 North Outer 40 Road. Join us today. We go all the way till 4 p.m. here for customer appreciation day. Walk-up gifts, first 100 customers. That number is dwindling fast because we keep getting more people walking up. So get here. Again, customer appreciation days at Chesterfield Valley Nursery, 16825 Auto North, Outer 40 Road. Get to Boone's Crossing and head down the Outer Road past Topgolf. Join us here. Get those walk-up gifts. Get 20% off those Japanese maples, because apparently that's the one plant you got to have. And if you have any questions, whether it be Japanese maples or not, we will be taking them on the other side. It is the Garden Hotline on 104.1 KMOX, 314-436-7900. We'll talk to you on the other side.
On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Welcome back in to the Garden Hotline here on KMOX. The phone lines are open, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. Michelle Reeser-West is here with all of the answers to your questions. And we're out here right now at Chesterfield Valley Nursery for Customer Appreciation Days. They started yesterday, goes all the way till 4 p.m. today. You can get in some raffles to win some great free stuff. Walk up right now, one of the first 100 customers. You'll get a little succulent gift and some more little walk-up gifts as well. They have refreshments, entertainment, and more. And, of course, the big savings, 20% off trees, shrubs, and mulch. And at this point, if you're buying a tree, it's going to be a Japanese maple with the way we're talking on the show. And 10% off annuals, perennials, tropicals, houseplants, and pottery. And this really is the perfect day to get here and get everything you need. Only 57 degrees, feels a little chilly here, but if you're pushing a cart, if you're lugging around bags of mulch, there's no better day to do it. In fact, the weather is perfect right now in St. Louis. This matches up perfectly, Michelle. 55 degrees right now. You do all the heavy lifting. You get everything into the backyard. You get everything ready. Maybe you get it under a tarp or something like that, because it's going to rain tomorrow and be even chillier on Sunday. But then it's a high of 85 on Monday. Bam, sun's out. You got everything where you need it in the backyard. You don't got to lug everything around out of the car, but it's ready for you there to plant on a beautiful, sunny Monday. The schedule is perfect for St. Louis. You get here to Chesterfield Valley Nursery. You get all the hauling done when it's not hot, and then bam, the week opens up perfectly. 85 on Monday, 77 on Tuesday. You get everything ready in the garden.
I mean, I'm right on board with you. I think today's weather is actually amazing weather for working out in the garden. Not necessarily a great day for planting because the ground is wet. It's going to get more rain tomorrow, but it is a great day to be shopping for those plants. And it's a great day to just be out in the garden in general. I think at this temperature, you could kind of work all day without working up much of a sweat. So that's a positive for me because I'm kind of a lazy gardener. I don't mind the dirt in my hands and all of that stuff, but I don't really like to be sweaty.
That's fair. Yeah. So I don't want to deal with that either. So I want to get the heavy lifting done here. Get out to Chesterfield Valley Nursery, 16825 North Outer 40 Road. Join us today. Again, get those walk-up gifts and take advantage of those savings. And if you want to join us right now, if you have any questions for Michelle on the Garden Hotline, you can again join us 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I have a quick question for you because we were talking earlier about the weed killers, kind of the combo stuff, when it does, when it doesn't work. If you're, I know a lot of people in St. Louis have crabgrass issues. Is that something where you need to be getting a separate spray, or does one of those combo weed killer crabgrass sprays, is that effective enough?
So crabgrass is, you know, it's pretty much a nemesis for everybody in their yard. And for the most part, that crabgrass preventer has already been put down because that crabgrass has already germinated. But there are a lot of products out there. I'm not a huge fan of turf and treating all of the turf areas. If you ask me, I would just remove all the grass and plant pretty things in its place. But yeah, there's always, you know, a lot of different products, especially if you go to those big box stores, mm-hmm. and weed and feeds and fertilization, mm-hmm. and pre-emergence and all of that stuff. And, you know, it's definitely time. Some of it's, we're a little behind time to get it down because our temperatures have started to elevate. But, you know, it's never too late to do that kind of lawn care work. But, you know, when Andrea was here, after she, you know, we went to a break and we were kind of talking about where all these Japanese maples were on the property. This place is so big. She said they have a map she can give me so that when I walk around after the show's over, I will have a guide, a map. That's how big this place is.
We're going to get to the hotline one minute, but I do want to make another point you mentioned about Chesterfield Valley Nursery, comparing them to the big box stores, is I think the the big box stores aren't going to have some plants because they're not necessarily profitable. People don't know about them. They're not easy to move. They don't want them to take up space. But here, they have so much space, and the passion from Jim and Andrea, you're going to find, like you said, those uncommon plants that big box stores are just never going to keep in stock.
Yeah.
And so that's a big thing for coming out here is it's the quality, but also, I don't want to say quantity, but the variety factor is huge when you come out here. And again, you can check out everything on the website and search it for all the different ways you need to.
Yeah, and like Jim was saying earlier, like they're, you know, this is their name out here on the line. They're going to pick plants that mm-hmm. they want to do well in St. Louis. And it's, you know, of course it's a business, so it's about selling plants, but it's also about their name and picking the right plant. And that's important for me too. Like as a professional in this industry, when I'm working with my clients, I want to make sure that I'm picking the right plants for the right place. And I'm buying them from a vendor that's reputable, that has good quality plants that are healthy. And these plants are big. I can't get over, even like I said, the perennials are even like really monster sized perennials. I've never, you just don't see perennials this big at most of our retailers. They're just big and healthy. I'm looking over to my right now, and I see a 2-gallon dianthus that's in full bloom, which is a great perennial here in St. Louis. But yeah, it's just I'm just kind of overwhelmed with how awesome this place is.
It's the Garden Hotline on Camo X, 314-436-7900. Randy joins us here. Randy, how you doing today, sir?
You there, Randy?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead with your question.
Okay.
Yep.
This is actually about in my yard. There's some big black ants that they didn't really build a hill or anything. It just looked like where they're sandy around where they have holes in the ground. Can you tell me what kind of ants those would be?
I don't know what kind of ants they would be. I don't know a lot of specifics about ants. And one of the reasons I don't know a lot of specifics about ants is because ants aren't typically harmful for our garden or our plants. So, you know, it's not something that I typically worry about too much or use product on or whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's a big black ant. So what do you get? So what do you want to get rid of it, or do you want to? What are you worried about?
I'm not certain if it's going to harm anything. It is. It's close to where I have some like wood trim around some of my garden and so forth, and it kind of looks like maybe they've been chewing on that, but I'm not sure of that either.
Yeah, and I know. I mean, I know there is a type of ant that maybe chews on wood, but I think most of the ants in our area are harmless. If you wanted to get more information, most of the time bugs and things like that can be handled with an exterminator. If you need something specific or a professional to come out and look at that, but also a good way to get rid of bugs, a first line of defense that I often tell people to do is just use the hose, right? Just au naturel water, and you can put that hose in there and kind of fill their little colony with water and you know, try to get rid of them that way. That would be my first step, because it's free. You already have the water, and it could be an easy way to get rid of them.
All right. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you so much for the call, Randy. They're lining up on the Garden Hotline. We're going to take a quick break. Don, stay with us. You're listening to the Garden Hotline on 104.1 KMOX. Welcome back into the Garden Hotline. Matthew Rocchio and Michelle Reeser-West here taking you up till 10 o'clock, and we are live from Chesterfield Valley Nursery for Customer Appreciation Days. Come join us right now, 16825 North Outer 40 Road. Just keep on driving past the Topgolf after you get off at Boone's Crossing and come join us. First 100 customers get some walk-up gifts, including a succulent that I didn't know you actually could kill, but apparently you can. And that's why we're here at the Garden Hotline, to figure out all those kind of gardening questions. And we have one now on the line. You can join us on the line, 314-436-7900. Just like Bob has done. Bob joins us from South City. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing fine, and I hope you folks are too.
Doing fantastic. What's your question?
Well, I don't have a question, but I was listening to the gentleman talking about the black ants.
Oh, good. Do you have some information?
Oh, I love this.
Well, there is a large black ant. They They look like an ant. They are an ant, but they're like a half an inch long, and they do eat wood. They call them carpenter ants.
Yes.
And I know down in southern Missouri, they can be as destructive as a termite.
Wow. So, and they look like an ant, but they're just much bigger.
Yeah, they are an ant, but they're like a half an inch long.
Yeah, I just definitely was something like that. If you know that it's, you know, something that could potentially harm your home in any way, I would like to get an expert out there and look at it. But one of the reasons I like this show so much is that when I don't know the answer, there's always somebody out there that can call in. So thank you so much, Bob,
for calling in.
Yeah.
I heard him mention that he did have wood timbers near where they were.
Right, yeah. So it's, appreciate your call and the information. That's helpful. Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining us, Bob. And you can be like Bob, and you can join us on the Garden Hotline here on 104.1 Camo X, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. As we wait for our next caller in question, I have one for you, which is, right now, you know, we're getting it later, but we're still dealing with some colder temperatures. So is there a certain kind of plant right now that I should be looking to get in my garden right now? Not aesthetically. I know we're talking about Japanese maples, but just for the actual timing factor of everything, what kind of plant should people be looking at the window to plant right now before we hit May?
Yeah, great question. And I am happy to report that we are pretty much at the time of year where you can plant everything. So, you know, we like to wait on a lot of things for that frost, our last frost date, before we start putting some of our delicate things outside or planting some of our perennials, some of our annuals even, because they will, you know, melt away or get frost damage if we do have those overnight low temperatures. But I think we're pretty well past that frost line. So I think that you're ready to plant a lot of things. You know, some of the things like the tropicals, some of our summer annuals you can plant now, but a lot of those really don't start to leap until the heat gets here. But it's still a great time to go ahead and get them in your pots and get them into your garden beds. But we are in full swing at Pointer. We have started our planting season. We've been planting trees and shrubs since you know, late winter once the ground thawed out. But we are now officially in full swing, full crazy time. It's actually a really nutty time of year for people in the landscaping business. So if you haven't had your call to the landscaping company, please be gentle with us right now, because we may not be able to get back to you right away on that first day, maybe even not the second day, because we are just trying to keep our heads above water. But yeah, I think we have another caller.
I was going to say, much like the landscaping companies, we're getting bombarded with the phone calls.
Yeah.
We're going to get right to them here on the Garden Hotline on 104.1 Camo X. Join us, 314-436-7900. Don, you're on the Garden Hotline.
Yes, I have a tree that was put in the ground 2 years ago when I built my house. My soil is all clay, period. And I dug it plenty big and deep and round, and I dropped it in the ground in this big bottom portion of the tree. And within 1 year, it was a red maple, and within 1 year, it lost 30% of its upper leaves. And I noticed this fall, or this spring, they are not coming back. I've got about 70% of that tree, and the upper 30% has one or two buds on it, and that's it. And I just don't know if I've lost the upper 30% of that tree. Should I trim the upper 30% off? What do I do to try to save this tree that's just 2 years old? It grew tall, about 2 feet a year, it looked like, or 2 years, but I've lost 30% of my upper leaves.
So my advice for right now is to just be patient. A lot of trees have like fully leafed out. Some of them are slow. I have been seeing a lot of struggle around town with our red maples. In fact, I just had a phone conversation with a client yesterday about the red maples. And, you know, it is 2 years old, so it's still kind of getting itself rooted in. So there is a chance that it's still alive and it just needs a little bit of extra time to break that dormancy. You know, you talked about soil, you talked about the upper canopy. So a lot of times when we have struggle at the top of the tree, I immediately think about the soil and the root system. That's a pretty good indicator. If the top of the tree is struggling, then it has something to do with the, like I said, said, the roots in the soil. So again, with those clay soils that you talked about, red maples tend to do fine in our compacted clay soils. But when they're first getting established, sometimes they can struggle until they have that good root system. So if you are planning on planting a red maple soon, you can add some turfis or some other kinds of soil conditioners when you're filling in your backfill. But for right now, I would wait. Give it a couple more weeks. And if it's, I think you said, a pretty significant amount is dead on the top, you could try to prune it out. But most likely, if it's that much and it truly is dead on the top, that tree is not going to be long for this world.
I looked yesterday, and it's got about three or four buds up there, and that's about it. And the bottom 60% has a lot of leaves, but, it makes it an ugly tree.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it may just be. And, we also had cicadas last summer, which didn't help these new trees, and red maples were one of them that got hit a little bit. So I'll give it some time, and then, I hope it works out for you. Maybe talk nice to it and sing it a little song or something. It might help, but probably not. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the call, Don.
Would you suggest, without me wasting any more time on it, give it about 3 weeks or so, and if it doesn't do any better, just dig it out and put a new one in?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
All right, Don, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to keep rolling on here on the Garden Hotline. Rob joins us from St. Charles. Rob, how are you doing today?
Fine. Thanks for taking my call. I got a quick question. I last year I planted some, and it's a shrub, but it has like a reddish tint on the tips. Something like a fire boy or something like that.
Okay. What's your question?
So, two of them are doing really well. The third one, not so much. Do I need to maybe give that some food or do something?
So, yeah, I mean, if it's struggling, that's pretty much, you can definitely put down some fertilizer. It is not uncommon if you plant like a grouping of three shrubs. There might be something slightly different about the way you planted it. There might be something slightly different about the soil in that area. There might be something slightly different about the light that it's getting. So there's a lot of reasons why like one plant could struggle. So if it's still trying to leaf out and it still has some life left to it, I definitely think that a fertilizer would help. And then you could also think about doing maybe a root stimulator or something like that to help get it rooted in a little bit. But yeah, I think there's still a chance for sure.
Do you know what kind of shrub I'm talking about? It's like a fire boy or something like that.
I think there's an arborvitae that has something like that. Is it an evergreen it's probably something like that. So if an arborvitae, I would just do, a non-acidic fertilizer. You could do something like Plantone or something like that, and maybe a little bit of a root stimulator, which you can get, pretty much any of your nurseries.
I've got some left in the
Perfect.
So, okay, I'll give that a shot. Okay, thank you very much. Have a great
day. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the call, Rob. We are live here at a Customer Appreciation Days at Chesterfield Valley Nursery, 16825 North Outer 40 Road. Join us here live on the Garden Hotline, and we got more calls coming in. Justin joins us now on the Garden Hotline. Justin, what's your question?
Hi, Matt. Am I on?
You're on, sir. Yes, sir.
Hi. How you guys doing today? It's a beautiful day out.
It sure is. How are you? Go ahead with your question.
So I'm not much of a green thumb, but I was surprised this year when I got two big pink azaleas that came in. My wife planted them a few years ago, and they came in this year, and they look great. And she also planted some peonies in the back, and they look like they're budding. And it's actually my ex-wife. She left me to be with her spin instructor, Scott.
So
she's not with me anymore. She just, she had such a voluptuous figure. I just
All right, thanks, Justin. Thanks for joining the show. We're going to take a quick break here on the Garden Hotline. You can join us 314-436-7900. On the other side, we got some callers lined up. Fred and Terry, stay with us. We got to take our last break. We're going to get into our last segment here of the Garden Hotline live from Chesterfield Valley Nursery, 16825 North Outer 40 Road. Those walk-up gifts for the first 100 customers are still available, so get on out here. They are out here until 4 p.m. today, and we're out here till 10 a.m. Join us again on the other side on the Garden Hotline on 104.1 KMOX. It's the Garden Hotline on 104.1 KMOX, 314-436-7900. I'm Matthew Rocchio, and I'm joined by Michelle Reeser-West, and she is your expert. She's taking your questions, and we got three people on the line. Hopefully, we can get them all before we have to close out the show. Fred, you're on the Garden Hotline. What's your question today, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm in a residence I moved into in 2008. I'm sitting at my kitchen table and looking out at my backyard. I have it lined with it. My back fence is lined with five bushes, which I'm pretty certain must be burning bushes, because sometime in September or October, they always look like they're on fire. As I look left to right, number four at the back fence is just all sticks, not a green leaf on it. The other four look pretty healthy. Do you suppose I should expect that all four of these are going to eventually look, I mean, do they just die of old age? I don't know what happened to what might have occurred. There's not a green leaf on the one.
Yeah. So burning bush can have a few different pest and disease problems. I suspect something is going on with that shrub. And trying to figure that out is going to be helpful to having it not spread or not get worse on those other shrubs. So the two most common things that happen with burning bush is either a fungal issue, and then they also get spider mites, which is just an infestation of these little bugs that can be sprayed. So figuring that out is going to be the best thing to figure out how to treat and move forward. Also, getting rid of, if that shrub is dead, you can go out. I would check it first and kind of scratch it with a pruner or even your fingernail to see if there's any green left in it. Sounds like it's probably dead. So getting that that dead or diseased plant out of there, and then watching the other plants, seeing if you see any signs of spider mites, which looks like some little dippling, some little white specks on the leaves, and then the fungal issue is a little bit harder to detect. I would be on the scout for those mites, because those are the easiest thing, and then treat either for those mites or for the fungicide. Something you could spray that could help both is a neem oil. It's both a fungicide and an insecticide, but I would do that as soon as possible so it doesn't spread to the other trees. So I think we're going to go to our next caller since we only have a couple minutes left. It's the speed round here.
Yeah, so. Thank you so much for joining us. Terry, you've been so patient. What's your question today?
Yes, I have a lot of very large evergreen trees in the yard, pines, cedars, spruce, a hemlock, and I suffered terrible hail damage back in March, and the trees had about 50 to 75% of their foliage beaten off. Should there anything I should do to try to make these trees survive? Should I try to fertilize them?
Honestly, I think you could probably get an arborist out there. It sounds like you have a lot of trees with some significant damage. So having an expert out there to kind of evaluate and see what needs to happen. Different evergreens respond differently to damage. Some evergreens will regrow and flush out new growth. Some evergreens won't. So it just depends on what trees are out there and if they're worth saving. They may also need to have some corrective pruning to help in those broken areas for those areas to heal over correctly. So definitely some pruning is probably needed to make sure those wounds are healing over. And then again, fertilization would just be based off of the type of conifer or the type of evergreens that you have, and then even maybe doing a soil test. But I would definitely recommend getting an arborist out there for an expert opinion.
Thank you so much for joining us, Terry. Let's get our last question of the Garden Hotline. Elias, you're joining us now. now live. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. I have a crouton in 4 inches pot. The first two leaves are colorful, but the rest of them still green. So what is the problem here?
So they're still green. Are they the new leaves that are coming out that are still green, or are they older leaves?
No, they're still green. The new one, yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes with those plants, the new leaves will flush out or come out in one color, that green color, and then as they get larger, they will change color and fade to those oranges and yellows that you're looking for that are on the rest of the plant. So just give it some time, and it should change color for you.
Thank you so much for the call, Elias, and thank you so much to all the callers on the Garden Hotline today. And everyone, you still have plenty of time, about 6 more hours to get out to Chesterfield Valley Nursery for their Customer Appreciation Days, 16825 North Outer 40 Road. Get off at Boone's Crossing, head down towards the entertainment complex and Topgolf, and keep heading down the outer road until you hit a beautiful stone sign and turn in here for all the savings. Walk-up gifts are still available for the first 100 customers. Hit that mark and get yourself a free succulent. 20% off trees, shrubs, and mulch, and 10% off annuals, perennials, tropicals, houseplants, and pottery. Michelle Reeser-West has been our guest today on the Garden Hotline. Thank you so much, Dave. You killed it today with the callers, as usual.
Thank you. Also, I'm going to go get me a map. So in about an hour, I'm going to need somebody to come pull me out of the aisles of this place. And I think I need to set a spending limit also, because there might be some trouble paying my mortgage this month because it might be going to all of these beautiful plants out here. So if you guys get a chance, you really should come by today and check out this place and eat a hot dog. I think there's hot dogs happening
soon. Yes, of course. They have raffles you can sign up for to win some free stuff, refreshments, snacks, hot dogs, entertainment, all of those deals as well. Such a great selection out here. You can check them out online as well, ChesterfieldValleyNursery.com. They have an incredible search function. You can search for all the plants you need by sunlight, by water needs, by size, an incredible selection there, and really we've been talking about it all day today. It's not just the quality, the variety, everything you could possibly be looking for in your garden today will be available at Chesterfield Valley Nursery. And again, so much of it right now, you're getting savings on it in their Customer Appreciation Days. 20% off trees, shrubs, and mulch, 10% off annuals, perennials, tropicals, houseplants, and pottery. And it is the perfect temperature out there, little chilly. Go ahead and get out there, get your work going, get everything going for the spring, because it's going to get hot today. Really the perfect weekend to get some work done.
I'm digging it. I think you should too.
Absolutely. That is our Garden Hotline today. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Matthew Rocchio. That is Michelle Reeser-West. We'll be back next week for another version of the Garden Hotline at 8 a.m. Until then, we'll talk to you later, St. Louis.